You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
User joined your channel. User left your channel. User joined your channel. User joined your channel.
User entered your channel.
Evening, Mojo.
Okay. Hey, okay. Well, did you talk hear
power,
that?
Talk power granted. No. Introduce yourself. Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening. This is Mojo on fakeologist.com.
The famous Mojo. Yes, from the Mojo argument. So wonderfully added to it by Black Dog. Churchill's name for depression. Black But our threats are the famous. Yes, thank you for that. And then the famous Mojo from that.
I'm not famous.
No, well,
I'm
no.
Infamous.
Infamous is probably a good word for it.
Yeah.
Or something. I don't know.
So I've got a few things I'd like to say.
Which is why we're here. Someone mentioned in chat that they'd like to hear some more, a little bit of audio. So, yes. Yes, oh dear. Take a deep breath and, yes, you've got something to say though. Go.
Deep breath.
Sorry. Let's do it. Let's do it.
You take the piss. I have got Asperger's. I don't give a fuck what you think. I don't give a fuck what you say. It's true. I have got, I'm slightly on the autistic scale. Anyway, doesn't matter. End of day. What I'd like to say is, forgotten.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the cutting edge of alternative research here, psychologist. What a shambles. I want to say it's quite interesting at the moment because the flat earther, the F word, the fucking F word, has reached a crescendo. It reaches a point. Well, Simon Shack, and they're very much respected, Simon Shack, for his great work at Clues Forum on 9/11, has been on the chat, hasn't he?
What are you doing? You're still trying to light your... Have you got a dodgy lighter or something?
No, I was twisting a pair of scissors around in front of me and making a rhythmic clanging on the table.
Oh, you're funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's part of my routine, I go out doing that kind of stuff. For small audiences.
So we're not having an argument anymore, are we?
No, it's not an argument at all. The only regret I've got is that Tim will probably post this, as he just seems to all audio chat. And really, it'll be a free-for-all of slight nuttiness. No, but, so the back to the F-word. Mm. So, seems to be an agenda. Well, the F-word, it kind of pushed agenda in the alternative. And we're wondering if it's sort of just basically bringing up this old great question. That has so
what do you mean,
many
fuck?
The F-word. No. Sorry. No. Flat.
Oh!
Flat.
Flat.
Yes. Don't mention flat.
Don't mention flat.
Yeah, ball sceptical. I mean, there's a lot of people around here still holding on to their balls. And they may be right to do so in this instance. Because
that's
if someone... there are times when it's very appropriate.
Right, indeed.
But perhaps when someone's taking a free kick in football.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Soccer. Yes. But is it probably a good idea? Anyway, should we be covering our balls? I think we probably should be in a way because we can sense this is an agenda that was pushed. I think so. They seem to be like agents of it, and it seemed to be sort of, you got your David Weiss hustling it
Hong Kong Fooey, I'm going around everyone. You got to have Judy Wood's book.
David's
I bought
wife.
12 copies of it. I got
He's a fucking Jew, if ever I've heard one.
Oh, you see, you're ruining yourself with that kind of Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, it's like, you're fucking whitey. You're fucking jock.
Yeah, I'm a jock.
Yeah, fair enough.
Aye.
Fucking jocks, fucking Jews, they're all right. Whatever you want to call your fucking self.
No.
You've got Hepburn is your name. That's a Yorkshire name.
I know.
Catherine had a Catherine
How do you
Hepburn.
Know that? You've been looking into me.
I've been looking into you, darling. I pulled back those huge, the capes of your wizard's cape, and I stared right into your soul, and I saw you.
Yeah, Hepburn's from Yorkshire, actually, aye?
Yeah, no, you told me.
But, Audrey Hepburn.
Audrey, was it? Yeah, I knew one of the Hepburns. Remember him? Yeah, there's a bloke,
no,
was it?
Audrey Hepburn, remember her?
Yes, Audrey.
I think she was my great-great-great-great-great something.
Oh, right.
Anyway, let's get back to you. We're talking about flat earth or something.
Just talking about it is that it has been a divisive issue. It's been a something of on the
divisive,
side.
Divisive,
yeah. Yeah, it is, isn't it? It's a dichotomy in itself.
Yep.
It's you know what I mean? It's a dialectic.
Absolutely.
It's a fucking flat all round. You know, it's Xbox or PlayStation.
But it's big VHS one, you know. What do you
all
think?
All of a sudden, I think that's perhaps what it is. It gives you,
what do you think?
Fucking old bollocks. I mean, whatever they tell you, I mean,
So you're a glober, are you?
Absolutely not. I mean, as in, I'm not anything, really.
Me either. I'm a on-the-fence kind of person.
Oh, God, obviously. Well, look, any researcher from my point of view must be able to see that the model that we are given in our solar system is hugely in question. But there are bodies in certain places. There are lights. There's a certain sort of perspective we've got. But we don't know, do we? How can we tell?
I don't know. Long flights?
I think the Bohr model, in some ways, I mean,
have you done any long flights?
No, not really.
I have.
No.
I've done 12-hour jobs, I went to Goa and I went to Dominican Republic, and they're both at least 10-hour flights.
Yeah, but what strikes me is the fueling stops do look weird.
And another
why
thing
are you
is
going that way, sort of thing. It makes sense to me.
If we are on a ball, we should be going up. We should be going up over the curve. And we're just going up and we're going just straight along. We don't go up or anything. We're just flying straight for, 10 hours or something.
Yeah, but to navigate your way around the world, if you haven't got a model that's that makes any sense, you're going to look pretty flaky. So, in some ways, I still live on the ball model,
flaky.
Like you do, don't we?
What are you talking about?
Well, because it's so ingrained in people, and you haven't got an alternative model.
No.
Do you see what I mean? So you're going to start making claims that you can't justify.
No, because I've never, ever come across this curvature thing. If I'm going to fly from here to Goa, there's going to be a 500-mile bulge that I have to get over. And my plane doesn't do that. My plane goes up and it goes straight for the whole journey and lands.
Over from such a short distance above such a large ball in comparison to the tiny aircraft you're on.
What are you talking about? Here to fucking India?
No, but the theory would say that you're hugging the ground, wouldn't it? And you're hugging,
you're flying over the ground.
Yeah,
you're
having
a fucking laugh, aren't you?
Look, I'm trying to give a balance to have a balanced discussion from the point of view of saying I don't know. So I'm trying to say, yeah, I know. There are questions which seem absurd, don't they? Richard Benedict was pushing the idea that, if a bloke jumped out of the fucking Red Bull skydive, why didn't he land 150 miles down the road?
Because the atmosphere is spinning at the same time
exactly. as us. Exactly. So this is the kind of bullshit we get. But that's the theory, that the atmosphere spins with a thin in it, isn't it? We know that. But even that tests, that's amazing. But I'm willing to believe that the reality is amazing. I think it is anyway.
Yeah. It's just, of course it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So whatever it is, it's going to be weird anyway. But I mean, it's like, probably. Okay, what I'm saying is that kind of argument that Richard Benedict had about, and people saying, and I've heard, I think Dubai put it in, has made a small video of it. If planes take off and the world is spinning, how come, they don't get there quicker? But the idea, isn't it, that within our atmosphere, we're in this, is this not the official story, that it's enclosed within the atmosphere and everything
yes.
moves together?
Aye.
Yeah. Relative. So,
yep.
There's that. So
was that,
that
not
on the
Einstein?
Site to, well, it was on the site today,
that
you know, that someone's arguing.
Very well-known Jew.
Yeah. But even, you know, so that's questionable in itself. But if you're sort of arguing against it with a silly argument that we know is provably wrong, if you jump in the air, the world doesn't fucking spin at 1,000 miles an hour underneath you, it doesn't work like
well,
that.
Well, technically, it should.
Well, it's we're spinning with the atmosphere, and we don't realise the speed. That's what we're always told. That's the official story, isn't it?
Do you believe that, then?
But that's the old stupid argument, isn't it? I don't necessarily believe it, but to counter it, you could say, you know,
Oh, that's a really, 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 really good question in my book.
Well, yeah, to counter it by only sort of saying this is a joke, that, is not taking in the whole explanation, what I'm saying, the alternative explanation. But do you know what I mean? It's a good question, but... how does it all work? But it's getting your head round it, you know, this whole
head
idea it's all
it.
Relative.
It's like, I look out my window and I've got almost a 360 degree view, right?
Yeah.
And I look out and I don't see the moon for like a week or more. What's that all about?
Really?
Hmm?
North of Scotland, looking out to the North Sea, is that right?
So is it all about the how far north I am or something? Because look out easily for a week and not see the moon. Sometimes there is clouds and stuff, but even on a nice night like tonight, there's still no moon. I mean, it's almost like, where are you? Where are you?
Yeah, interesting. I don't know and I'm such an amateur astronomer.
Don't know the dynamics, because...
I'm such an amateur, darling, as you know, you know. I'm such an amateur astrophysicist, you know, so it really is a humble, bumbling exploration with me.
Well, when I lived in Turkey and the moon looked so different, it was always just pretty much, the moon they have in their flag. It was always...
It was always crescent, and it had a big star next to it, just like it was post-ecliptic, you mean?
I don't think
so, darling. It may well have looked defined and big and sort of still in the evening sky as it refracted against the, apparently...
Whatever.
...the horizon. I don't know.
No,
it's fascinating. Yeah. It is interesting. You've lived somewhere else, and you had a different impression of the moon there. Absolutely.
And I didn't get the man in the moon... You know how we have, when we look at the moon, we get the face that's smiling at us?
Yeah.
I didn't get that there.
A different face. Yeah, we got
it wasn't a face. It was always kind of like it was, like the crescent. It didn't seem to change.
The crescent is you know, a phase of the moon. That, you know,
I know that, but it didn't seem to change when I was there. That's funny.
Well,
it didn't.
I think that would be, you know, the whole calendar would be changed around if the moon wasn't in phases at that point. You know,
well,
people would be saying, does it never get full?
That...
You never have the full moon in Turkey.
No.
Oh, perhaps you've made a discovery. Perhaps there's a new discovery.
Or maybe they don't even care.
Come on, you were talking sense before, talking about some interesting real experiences of your impression of things, but that one is, questionable.
Questionable, okay.
Well, I think as a theory, you know, that the moon in Turkey is only ever in crescent. This would be an earth-shattering and, earth-shattering discovery.
It was, though. Nothing like I ever see it here. It was totally different.
Excuse me.
It was totally different. We had the crescent moon with the star in the middle of it, like their flag.
I don't know. I mean, it's probably, it should be well documented, this stuff, if it's viewed across different oceans, across different atmospheres, different temperatures. It interested me that when the sun gets lower in the sky, or the horizon, and at sunset, it can look bigger. and because they said it's because of atmospheric refraction effect. So effectively, we were kind of looking through a magnifying glass of the haze of what's nearer the Earth.
Yeah.
And but then, if it is a ball, an orb that's moving over us in an orbit, a low local orbit, it doesn't seem to change size during the bulk of the day, does it?
No.
You see what I mean? And it would do, wouldn't it? Would it not, if it's then going off into the distance?
Well, the thing that annoys me is...
Or is it so big and so far away you don't notice a difference?
If it was 93 million miles away, I mean, do you really think that we would have so much difference in temperature of where we are? You know, how...
It doesn't seem to add up, does it?
It doesn't
seem to add up with what we know about consistency of temperature and over distance. I mean,
not at all.
It's remarkable, doesn't it? And then the deserts with the parallel are under the line of a certain amount of
the 93 million miles away thing kind of annoyed me a bit, because I thought there's no way that we would have so much different temperatures with the equator and the poles. It's so extreme that if it was that far away, it wouldn't make that much difference. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think so. I can certainly see the sense in that.
If it was 93 million miles away, do you really think there would be that much of a difference between the equator and the poles?
Well, that doesn't make sense with what we seem to know about... It's not very obvious. It's quite remarkable, isn't it? Whereas you could, it would seem less surprising and more intuitive to me on some levels there, if it's a more local sun, definitely. And anyway, 93, was it the 93rd floor, the first strike on the World Trade Center? Alistair Crowley's, that special number, the 93, the greeting 33rd or whatever floor. The greeting, isn't it, 93? Yeah. Some kind of greeting in one of his disciplines or whatever. Mm. Yeah. The 93rd floor, whatever, flight 93. Yeah. Obviously. Okay. 93. 93 million miles away. The sun, because the sun's such an important thing in that kind of...
Of course,
you've got to bung a special number to that one. The thing is, I do wonder, because the angle of tilt is just, it's a natural one because they say it's 23.4 degrees, I believe, leaving 66.6 to the horizontal. But there's 23.5, I don't know if it's 23.5, then, or if it really is 23.4, because that just seems such a coincidence, doesn't it? That leaves, the axial tilt is 23.4, which leaves 66.6 to the horizontal. That's too neat to be true. Well, that is just what? Really? Is he sure?
Really?
Well, there you go. It might be, though, because these numbers may be in nature, and that's perhaps why they're mimicked, and used. They're catchy because they actually sort of fall into place. I don't know. They're thirds, and aren't they? It's two-thirds, 66, whatever.
Excuse me.
But, I think to an extent, I'm not going to throw the baby out with the bathwater and say, definitely, dogmatically, the world is a ball or flat. I mean, absolutely not.
It's all up in the air, isn't it?
Well, or it may be flat on the ground, darling. I think for me, all the same, at the same time, I'm with Simon Chek, in the sense that all of those jokers from the flat earth ones, the guys that come out and now, promoting this kind of this cutting edge NASA research, have now got attached to it flat earth, and but they're not going to 9/11, they're not going to start to clues at 9/11, they're going to Judy Wood. Do you know what I mean? How serious can we take these researchers? So he was right in a way, wasn't he? Right from the start, if you think. It seems like it. They attaching flat earth to cutting-edge NASA research. NASA guy, Matt Boylan, when he came out 2 years ago, whenever it was, he was attached to a NASA artist, definitely, which was kind of like, where Clues Form were at, or cutting edge was at in research of NASA debunking. And then he went to flat earth. He had flat earth attached.
I don't believe him, like...
Well, there you go. I don't think it's credible. He said WikiLeaks was attached to, with a tag on his original videos, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and so...
Did he work for NASA? Really?
Such a fascinating subject, though. And the truth is, I think, of course our model is in question. But I think this old flat, it's like an old chestnut, the flat or the ball. You know what I mean? Suddenly it's a dialectic, and suddenly the discussion is on that rather than what the truth is.
Perhaps. What do you prefer?
What do you mean, what do I prefer, flat or ball? Is that what you're saying? Do you know what? My sense is that it's something, I don't know, I have no idea. I'm fucking no idea. I really don't. It's kind of, I live on this half ball in my head.
I've always grown up
justifying it in my head and sort of getting to sort of, oh, it feels flat. It looks flat at times. And then,
I was looking at, yeah, I told you I watched the Concord thing today, and every aspect of what they said, it was flat. I don't care how high up they are, it was flat.
Yeah, no, but it's going to look like that if you're that low off the ground on a large ball, I think. You know, even if you're on a spherical Earth, the horizon is going to look like that. Apparently, this is the claim. And the horizon is going to look flat. But maybe, you know, maybe not. Well, if it was a ball, we could see more of a curve.
60,000 miles up.
60,000 miles.
Mm. Yeah, that's what Concorde flew at. Allegedly.
Allegedly. 60,000 feet. But, I mean, what's a foot to a mile? I mean...
I don't know.
It could be yards. Inches. I think it's inches.
60,000
inches. Fuck, it's loud, that old Concorde. That flies like... Yeah, well, it was up 60,000 inches. No, but... 60,000 miles. The blue marble was apparently taken from 28,000 miles away by Apollo, whatever it was, 17 or something. And notice, they waited till the last Apollo mission to get a photo of Earth. The only one they got in the whole of missions. They said, oh, this is the one we took on the way up. 28,000. Isn't it lovely? That one come out beautiful, dinner. That old ball, that come out lovely. If the weather hadn't been so clear, you never would have had one so good. That was marvellous. They still using it. They're still using it. Yeah, they make copies of it now. They do them old computer ones of it now. And they show it. But that's the same. Yeah, bugger. They can't get it now. They can't photograph it now. The weather isn't good enough now. No. In 1973, it's mania. It's stupidity, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's mad, woo-woo. And then people say, well, come on, why are you getting on a bandwagon? You know, peeing incense. Come on, you're a fucking typical truther. He's just lazy on his ass doing nothing. What are you fucking motivating? You should be going down stopping teachers fingerprinting your children. You know, I mean, where'd you start? Give me a good cause, Mojo.
Where'd you start? I suppose it's probably a local government. I mean, I've never even tried to get in touch with any of them, ever. I did, you know, when the chemtrails started, I got really annoyed and I went straight to the top. I went to the president of Scotland and I said, look, what the fuck is this? And I said, what the fuck? This is falling in your family too. And it kind of stopped for a wee while. It stopped for about 3 years. We didn't have chemtrails after that. And it was my fault, but they've come back again. I don't know. I mean,
I think you should just get a follow up letter would be appropriate.
You believe in chemtrails?
Just a minimalist follow up letter saying something like, I said, told you before, and they'll probably stop again for another 3 years.
You
just got to keep fighting these things.
Do you believe in chemtrails, or are you on the fence?
Well, I mean, if I'm on the fence, I'm wearing a protective mask. I mean, I think when the Prince George, what's his name? George was born. William and Duke of Cambridge, Duchess and Duke of Cambridge here in England had a baby last year, a couple of years back. His name was George. Anyway, there was huge chemtrails across the sky that evening after he was born. And it was announced, you know. with big V in the sky. And at that point, I thought, you know what? It was cosmetic. It was this big sort of, it was so impressive. Like a huge presentation in the sky that just hung in this still night. But maybe it was my imagination.
Mm.
I've seen a
Got wondered about it. I mean, have they had a change in their aviation stuff that's causing this? I don't know. Is it an aviation change for the green side of things that's causing this? I don't know. I mean, I know for a fact that when I was young, that planes didn't leave fucking trails in the sky that lasted all day. And, that's the end of the story for me. I saw it, and I knew that it was not right.
It could be, I don't know. It's not something I have really looked into, but you know, weather modification. They're doing them outside over you. You're on the coast, aren't you? You know, they can blow out to sea if they're doing them over the ocean.
No, but
there.
It was blanketed. Is that where they were? It was causing
a haze. Or were they
blanketed
over the, have you got agricultural land over there?
It was blanking out the sun for the day when it would have probably been a beautiful day. But it turned into a hazy day because of them.
Some kind of, I don't know. I really don't know. It's not as, Yeah. Not something I'm no expert at all.
I am. I'm quite an expert in it because I've seen it when it first started.
Yeah, but they're also something that you see on. Have you ever seen that English site called what is it? Trying to be like Prison Planet. I don't know what it is. It's an English one. It had a TV channel as well, and with a guy with a Newcastle guy with black hair. Rich Planet. That was it.
Right.
Rich Planet. Oh, you haven't seen that? It was Rich Planet TV, it was as well. And he had a sort of, definitely on Sky, I think he had a channel. I used to watch it. They had a television channel. It was like an alternative channel, but you had people like mainstream alternative, basically. This was obviously controlled opposition. Well, she's going back in the other room, but I was just going to say she was quick out there for some reason. They used to talk about Ken. Opposition, Tom Dalper, be good to each other. Journalism stuff, probably not bad. But yeah, not sure about everything. For now.
User left your channel. User joined your channel. User joined your channel.
Talk power granted. You hear that?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And I've granted you it.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I always have to. So when we come back in here, I need to remember each time I have to do that. Sometimes it's about an hour before I get around to putting you on.
No, that's bullshit, because I can do it on my own.
But you can't yourself talk power, can you?
Aye.
Oh, and I never knew. I always felt so powerful.
There you go, then.
I felt so powerful. It was all about me, my control.
It's all about you.
Well, me and the knobs, you know. I thought I had power over you, like a real, you know, the powers
like
that be.
Like a real...
Controlling people remotely.
Well, you haven't, so fuck you.
With one fucking knob, I've got you under my control. So, anyway, changing subject. You were talking, said you had something to say to Amb.
Have I? Well, you know, I've been here for, I don't know, a couple of months now. And I absolutely don't like listening to myself. I sound like, I don't know. Rain Man times 10. Oh, yeah, I sound terrible. I really don't want to be in live stream at all. But the thing is, I was thinking about it, and we're all different, and from what I've heard before, Ab, I've listened to your 150. Radio whatevers and stuff, and I have to say they were a wee bit fucking boring in the end, but we're not all the same. What I'm trying to say is,
you listen to 150 of them, they couldn't be that boring, could they?
Yeah, they were a bit. I had the power of forwarding.
Oh, you've got that technology now, have you?
Yeah.
Sure, you got that up in Scotland, the fucking fast forward button. Fucking hell, you racy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you went charging for all 150 episodes, yeah. Yeah, I won't test you on them, yeah.
Well, you can if you want. Episode I'm sure 70, I could answer plenty of like, all 70, of the questions.
Episode but, 72, some prick from Cambridge, England was on. What was his name?
Oh, it was Tom.
Oh, you fuck. She's good. My God, she knows. This is amazing. This is just a memory trick.
Oh, it's funny.
Yeah, you work for Rich Planet, don't you? Mm-hmm. Oh, dear. Yeah, with that kind of memory ability.
Well, I've been feeling kind of bad, you know. I've been feeling like, oh, I've been feeling horrible. Because I
wasn't. You sounded horrible saying to Ab his radio show's pretty boring. Yeah, go on, no, come on, Frank, you know, carry on.
Oh, yeah, I was feeling kind of bad and I didn't want to listen to fakeologists at all anymore. So.
After 150 episodes, I'm not surprised. And, and how many audio chats did you listen to?
Oh, well, it was Rollo that inspired me. Because he's a bit of a pisshead as well, isn't he?
Well, this is it. I mean, this is the kind of client that, you know, we see we've attracted here. We're almost like the flypaper of Rollo. You know, you've stuck to him like a...
Oh, but I haven't even been able to talk to him.
You still haven't got to talk to Rollo?
No.
Well, he's still drunk. he's still recovering from that time you heard him and he inspired you. He's still sleeping it off. He'll be fine. He'll be back soon.
Yeah.
It's very good first thing in the morning.
That's funny.
Very bad last thing at afternoon.
Anyway, so, yeah.
Yeah, so here, Rollo inspired you. I mean, I think it's a wonderful warming fakeologist moment for you to say, Papa Rollo inspired you
Papa
to come
Rolo.
On.
And,
I call
and
him Rollo.
That guy from
SMJ
Ireland as well, that Irish guy. Well, he's quite funny, isn't he?
Yeah, well, you know.
He sounded three sheets to the wind.
Well, I don't know if he's three sheets to the wind, but perhaps more like one and a half sheets to a light breeze.
It's funny. You think Black Dog's going to do a remix of this, is it?
Yes, Black Dog, you did a remix of our last show, you know, and made it, well, I thought it was funnier the first time, but, yeah.
Well, hey, let's give him some ammunition. Let's
he's not
do,
really so stupid as that. She just
I see
things,
a little
way.
Silhouette of a
oh,
man.
A man. Scaramouche. No, we've done that before.
Have
Will
we?
You do the fandango?
So, thunderbolt and lightning.
Very, very frightening.
Indeed.
Galileo.
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 Figaro.
Oh!
Is it? Ah, we lost it. I've got to rehearse that, perhaps. The Queen, not necessarily my absolute favourite.
No, me neither. Especially when they got AIDS.
Oh, yeah, when they got AIDS. I thought that took the edge off them. Yeah. I didn't
you
want
believe
to have sex
in AIDS,
with them
like...
then. Ah, it put me off having sex with them.
Oh, that's but do I you know. Believe in AIDS? I
well,
don't.
Do you mean what, legal AIDS?
No, I don't believe in AIDS.
Well, oh, God. Well, I mean, we've talked about it before, haven't we?
Have we?
Oh, I think so, a couple of times. A couple of audio chats that we talked about AIDS, and I think that it's, yeah, I mean, it appears. I don't, you know, again, it appears to me, that's the impression I have, yes. Probably, fucking, I mean, I just, you know, I mean, I really... I can't quite get my head around it all. It seems absolutely scandalous. People have been killed by the drugs, you know.
Right.
But
yeah.
Actually, were people really being killed by the drugs? Because that seems, it seems like murder at that point.
They were
I'm
using,
used to things being done more in a sort
of
legal way.
Out of date cancer treatment.
Yeah, scandalous. I mean, what
isn't
is this
it?
Kind of fucking debacle? What is this going on? You see, that is a cause. That could be a real cause to find that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? And that might be the thing to do, just to find something that's just a fucking, no, this, and say, look, this system, you know, I know it's bullshit, but I can't tackle everything. But
there's
this
people
one
have
thing,
been,
I could sort of, you know, I can make a fucking...
People have been given a positive diagnosis and 6 months later they've gone back and it's negative.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the thing. People are being cured now, aren't they? I mean, and it wasn't heralded particularly.
No,
the cure
what
was
a
here.
Joke.
It was,
it's like my dad. You know, he was given cancer, whatever diagnosis, and they had to operate straight away. And, you know, they've left him really fucked up. I mean, it was a thing the size of a pea. I mean, it could have gone away, naturally.
Yeah, you wonder, don't you? Hacking people, barbaric. I mean, how far advanced are we from the days when, you know, dirty-handed surgeons would carve
exactly.
people open?
Exactly. It's almost like that. It's like...
In Edinburgh,
oh,
fucking...
excuse me, you've got cancer, we're going to carve you up.
Full of people, which is the theatre came from that, didn't it? Everyone used to watch the
nightmare.
Fucking thing. All the students used to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jesus, it's barbaric, the history of medicine, really.
But it still is barbaric.
Well, exactly. It's still barbaric. I mean, by nature, I suppose it has to be. And there's lots of amazing things. I mean, come on, we know there is. We know there is lots of
What's
good things.
What's amazing, like?
Oh, keyhole surgery and you know, the repairs to fixing lots of things.
Gastric bypass.
Yeah. Well,
for all the fatties.
Yeah, I mean, I'm willing to, I'm not going to stand here, so silly, isn't it? I'm not going to turn around and say, you know, or stand here. No, I'm not going to sit here and say that, you know, all medicine is bullshit, because that's
Excuse
just
me.
A fucking joke, you know, that, it, you know, not everything is fake, you know.
No, of course it's not.
Absolutely not. But there's some amazing ones, and I think AIDS may be one of those medical frauds, you know, but
mm-hmm.
that could be as contrived as being like a real complete fraud.
Oh,
effectively,
yeah.
You know.
I've looked into it enough to know that it is. So, anyway.
You know
they're all dying from the same things that they died from before. That's the thing. It's not like you die from AIDS. It's like the same as MS and probably, you know, like motor neurons. And you don't die from it. You die from... like probably pneumonia in a lot of cases, or, you know, things that they've always died from. You never die from AIDS ever. They grouped it into a thing of this is, it's the same. Well, for me, cancers like that, there's about 100,000 different types of cancer that you can die from. I mean, how can you group it into the same thing? You know, okay. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, and so it's bundling under that same term, and the term has such a negative connotation to it that just by its very, you know, it's reckless, really.
Of course it is.
And not scientific. They have such a broad term.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, you know, but you know, I don't know. I've got doctors in my family.
What do you think about cancer? I think it's probably either a virus or a bacteria.
Okay. I'm going to plead ignorance. Hands up. I don't know. Even though I'm the one that's worked on a palliative care cancer ward.
But there's just so many of them.
It's the chemistry. It's the medicine that I haven't studied. And
what about leukemia? I mean, that's mental. Blood cancer? Seriously?
Yeah, I know. But yeah. I'm not calling. You know, you can't call leukemia fake, can you? But it's sort of like, what's the real?
I know somebody who lived for. Probably about 50 years with leukemia, but I just don't get it. I mean, you got breast cancer, you got all the different parts of your body cancers, and leukemia, which is blood cancer. I mean, they're all so different, but they nowadays it's all grouped into one cancer. You know what I mean? It doesn't make sense.
Well, it's like that old Derek and Clive sketch, you know. Julie and Brian from up 4, 5, 6. used to play darts on a Tuesday night down at the old Dog and Duck. And he goes, yeah, answer.
But it doesn't make sense. Why? I mean...
Oh, God.
I mean...
It took them. Oh, dear. It's just fucking, you know...
I struggle with that. I mean, it's like, so you got brain cancer, you got throat cancer, you got fucking bum cancer,
he's got cancer of the arsehole, he's got cancer of the knob, he's got cancer of the false teeth, he's halfway out, he's gone. He's got so much fucking cancer, cancer everywhere. What's the more the worse of it? He's a fucking queer. He's got his fucking coffee. Cunt, he's got his fucking cancer. Right, let's get it right. Oh, sorry. So sorry. Yeah, this is on fucking live stream.
I know, live but stream. It's not right. Live stream
here at livefakeologist.com. I think, I don't know.
I think it's all gone a bit crazy where you can get cancer of everything? You know, cancer of the fucking ear, cancer of the nose, cancer of the mouth, cancer of the throat, cancer of the fucking feet. I mean,
it's a catch-all term, isn't it?
It's a catch-all.
It's a growth. It's a masterpiece.
Yeah.
Is it benign or is it, malignant?
But the kids that are born with leukemia,
complications
what the
spread
fuck?
Around your body, you know. I don't know. It's not my subject, medicine. You know, I've got family who are doctors, and the young, lovely guy, one of my brother, nephew, so to speak, nephew-in-law, whatever you call him. But he does air ambulance, voluntary air ambulance for emergencies and things. And, I talked to him with Boston, with that guy in the wheelchair. What's his name? Bowman. I mentioned that to him. Sorry for changing the subject slightly, but that was one I got him on, and I said, look, that, as far as I'm concerned, fake. And I said, what I'm claiming with that is that he couldn't have stifled that blood in that way with the main vein there on his leg, and he's sitting in the wheelchair there. Look at that exposed leg. I said he definitely would have died. And I think he's a paraplegic, and they've used a false leg to stun him. And he looked at me. And he looked back, and he looked at me, and with a knowing look and a smile in his eye, and he said, well, all I will say is they could do that. You know, I mean, he's done exercises, he's done drills, he's worked for the emergency services, and they've done drills like that, you know, done it with his paraplegics, as we know. And he's open to it. But,
I look at, aircraft investigations, and they're all fake people, but it's very well done. And,
Air Crash Investigations, the popular series. They're not all fake, are they? Oh, I see what you mean. They're fake. What, they're actors?
Mm-hmm.
No, but they're...
All actors.
Hold on. Right, let's get this right. Some of the air crash investigations will be fake stories, won't they?
No, they're true stories.
Okay, and you're talking about the recreations. You're talking about the recreations are very good.
It's amazing. I mean, it's like almost Oscar winning, how they do it.
You're so blonde. You're so blonde. Fucking Oscar winning. Oscar fucking winning. B-movie actor playing some fucking average role in some air crash investigation scene. It's just about a morsel of credulity about the whole thing.
I'm just saying what I see.
Actually, they're not badly done at all. I would agree with you. The level of it, they're all right, you know. Shows you people can act them quite convincingly. Some of them will be fake as well, you know. Some of those air crashes, for sure, will be... psyops.
I don't believe them. I don't believe Lockerbie was fake, like.
Yeah, but it's terrorism again, and Libyan terrorism, and, you know, the American link.
No, whatever. They didn't even mean to crash there. They meant to crash over the Atlantic somewhere. It just happened earlier.
Looked a little bit into it, and some of the eyewitnesses... You know, were extraordinary, you know, and then there was this big crater in the ground. What's happened there?
Do you think that's fake, do you?
Yeah, there was a real crater. But how have they pulled that stunt off? And remember, this is like a David Copperfield stunt done at night, you know, with a big bang in the sky and you've got your TV ready to roll and all your Vic Sims all nicely lined up and your story ready to go. So that was a big one, possibly. Was it 89? Was that the same year as his Hillsborough and...
Yeah, I was about...
The Marchioness?
17 or something.
For people that don't know, it's a big crash in England. No, it's got an American connection, so yeah, TWA fight, whatever.
I believe Marchioness as well. Totally is.
The Libyan connection, you know. That guy, he did it. Oh, he's got cancer. He had cancer, didn't he? You know, we gave him sympathy because, better let him out. You know, he's got cancer. And he got better. But you know, he lived on for not that long. The poor man died, you know, whatever, whoever he was. Whatever Patsy, scapegoat, stool pigeon, nonsense, fake identity actor he was. No idea. But no, Lockerbie. Odds on setup, I think. Must be.
Hey, I'm going back to 11.
User left your channel. User left your channel.
Hi, my name is Jan Erik, and I recommend the Fakeologist because that's the place to get real truth and not BS.